from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. A new wave of migrants heading to Europe. Europe preparing for a new wave of refugees. Word filters back to others that the passage through Hungary is now easier. Hundreds arrived Sunday in Vienna aboard trains from the Hungarian border after officials in Hungary decided to allow thousands of refugees who'd been stranded in Budapest to travel by train to the border. European Union Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini is calling for a unifying European approach to effectively respond to the migrant influx.
We are all facing a dramatic event. I don't say an emergency event, because this is here to stay. This is not an emergency. It's an urgency we are facing, but it is not something that starts that day and finishes that day. It is here to stay.
Austria says it is now planning to end emergency measures that allow thousands of migrants to cross its borders to Germany without visa checks. South Sudan's rebel leader says his group will ratify the recently signed peace agreement on Tuesday as part of efforts to restore peace and end the country's almost two-year-long conflict. Former Vice President Riek Machar told VOA Sunday he is committed to the full implementation of the agreement. Guatemalans voted in general election Sunday in the wake of a corruption scandal that triggered the resignation of President Otto Perez Molina late last week. Sunday's presidential, congressional, and municipal elections are for a four-year term to begin in 2016. Until then, former Vice President Alejandro Maldonado will be leading Guatemala. This is VOA News.